we understand, Mr. Bennet.
The relation in which I stand to...
Professor Presbury?
Yes, both publicly and privately.
You see, Watson, Mr. Bennet here is not only a professional assistant to the great scientist, but lives under his roof and is engaged to his only daughter. Mm.
Congratulations, Mr. Bennet.
Thank you. Mm. But the thing is, I don't see how I can, well, justify myself if I speak before...
Before?
A third person.
I see. Have no fear, Mr. Bennet. Dr. Watson here is the very soul of discretion.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
I can assure you, Mr. Bennet.
In fact, I was just about to impart all I know of the case to him, so please, please, do continue.
There has been, there have been fresh developments.
Excellent. That's what I hoped for. But first I shall proceed to outline, to share with my invaluable friend and colleague the course of events so far.
I suppose I must accept your assurances, Mr. Holmes.
Of course you must do that. Now, the professor is a man of European reputation. His life has been academic, illustrious.
Never a breath of scandal.
Not one.
Certainly not.
Oh, not one breath of scandal, then, in all his 61 years. And now, this most respectable widower has become engaged to the daughter of Professor Morphy, his colleague in the chair of comparative anatomy. The lady, Alice Morphy, is an admirable match for the professor in both mind and body. Is that not so?
Yes, she is.
And intellectually, most accomplished for a girl of 24 years.
24,
Watson. Then, not long after this happy engagement was announced, a little mystery clouded the professor's normal routine. He left home.
Left home?
With no indication of where he was going. He was away a fortnight, is that correct?
Yes, and returned.
Altered.
In certain ways. His intellect was not affected. His lectures were as brilliant as ever, if not even more.
But there was an alteration. As if he were under some shadow.
Mr. Holmes.
Those are your words, Mr. Bennet. Something sinister, you said. Not the man you'd known and admired for years, you frankly stated. And if I'm to help you, you must continue to be so frank with me and with Dr. Watson.
Very well.
You were aware of the change in the professor as soon as he returned?
From the very hour he returned. He threw himself back into his work with, if anything, more vigor, more brilliance than before. But, yes, he was altered.
Blood tomorrow, Bennet. I shall announce my return with a dissertation, a very rhapsody on the blood of life. Blood must have its course, lad. And every dog its day.
Yes, sir.
Well, you agree with Mr. Kingsley, then?
Mr. Kingsley?
Mr. Charles Kingsley, the Chartist clergyman who railed against celibacy and wrote much about water. An obsession instilled in him I've always maintained by his cold compulsory baths at school. Put the books down, boy. Find me that portfolio of vascular diagrams.
Right, sir.
We may agree with Kingsley, Bennet, who said also that we must do noble things, not dream them. But we can no longer agree with Harvey in his explication of the blood. Or rather, we now see more deeply, more clearly into the complexity and versatility of that. It's not up there, boy. Certainly not up there.
It's a purple folder, isn't it?
Yes, tied with yellow cord. We must take a morning soon to reorganize this place. We've allowed too much clutter to accumulate. Ah, but it's good to be back. You know, surprisingly good. And my first lecture tomorrow will be a declaration of intent on my part. My intent to do more than simplify difficult matters for inferior, immature minds. My intent to do new work, bold work.
The air of a company in Prague must be supremely invigorating, sir.
Prague?
Yes, I had a letter from a fellow student there. He mentioned in passing that he...
Give you a full account of my work there, did he, this student fellow?
No. No, he merely saw you across the street.
Well, no matter. Find that portfolio.
Yes, sir.
Oh, such a genius the man was. William Harvey. Here it is. De mutu cordis on the motion of the heart and blood in animals, 1628. A new age began then, Bennet. Perhaps a new age is beginning now. Our knowledge of the constituents and functions of the blood. Leave that alone!
Sir.
Leave it be! You meddling young fool! Bring it here! 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 Give it to me. This box, Bennet, this box you so carelessly handled.
Sir, I merely lifted it.
It contains only personal material, private material. no concern of yours.
I understand, sir. I was only moving it out of my...